Somewhere out there, someone woke up one morning to find that their life was still intact. And that this was the perfect time for an inner reflection. Let me explain, this year is 2023 for some of us, or 2023 for others. It is precisely the aforementioned year since the birth of Jesus, and we are on a Gregorian calendar. But life is much longer than that, you see, and we have been around for way longer than that. Question: so, why am I saying all of this? Answer: because we were never supposed to come this far. In fact, this is a miracle, one unfolding before us at this very moment. Our lives are a miracle in that they harbor no manual, only faith in an ocean of destitution and darkness. Today many people can sigh in relief as we continue to evolve towards our imagined selves. However, the new issue now becomes our abhorration for instability and unpredictability. We look at these qualities in ourselves with disdain, as though they do/should not belong to us. And we grow ever more entangled in denial of ourselves unnecessarily. But part of the truth is that the road to destruction is much easier and more readily available than that of overcoming. Societies have a proclivity for failing, and if they do rise, then it will be at the expense of others. Tipping the scale of balance, societal balance, for us has remained elusive since the beginning. And this is probably the perfect time to confess just how primitive we are in this regard. We see attainment as a marriage that could never be both, rather either or. We then look to the stars and study materialism and its stark contrast to immaterialism. But immaterialism is never our friend, although it teaches plenty and little. But our brains are not ready for that. Hence all our institutions teach materialism as a way of life. And now we are all queued up on this long narrow line to Pennyville. A life of turmoil and bankruptcy. We act surprised by failures of our own accord. Yet we fail more often than succeed because the novelty of life is that we are not born with all the data from our past, but a slate to write anew. Hence, we are constantly experimenting, and every moment has novelty. It is our first and last, all in one moment. And so is the beauty of life to be able to wrap our failures in these moments and store them in archives that we can choose to ignore. However, here is the beauty about us, we are incredibly inventive. We can call a spade what it is, but we can also declare it hearts if we feel we should. Our gospel of truth lies in our own intuition and imagination. So far, the creator of human has not rebutted against us. So to those that looked at this moment and those beyond with skepticism and fear, I would encourage you to ready your pen and paper because you have to write vast amounts of history. But firstly, begin by acknowledging that we are here, 2023 years after a reasonable man was born somewhere in the Middle East. And around 33-36 years after the death of Tut or Tutankhamun. Be mindful that I am only throwing these historical figures around for matters of clarification pertaining to the times that we are in. But Khamun was also not the first human alive because we know he had a mother, which kills that argument. According to fossil dating, we have been around for a few million years, and our lives have always been marred with turbulence. From skulls half broken to bones charred, it appears the story of humanity is steeped with adversity no lion can bring. It's a story of us versus us. The story of life is an interesting one because it has allowed us to be the species that we are, and now we should raise a question to say. If we have made it this far, then could we be the deliverance that we speak of? The beacons of paradise and longevity in our world? It started with a dream, this is true for everyone, and today we are much further than our earlier days around wildfires. Still, we have not allowed that fancy to enter our minds. An urge that says that maybe paradise is closer than we imagine, we just have to dream it and walk into it. Because here we are. We were never supposed to be here. But our candle is still burning, maybe now is the right time for the discussions to begin. Bye.